I hesitate saying this, but here goes. I hear my own voice in my head. Always have. And I assume that everyone hears their voice when they have thoughts. The voice jabbers away at me all of the time. I mean, all the time. Jabber, jabber, jabber. They're my thoughts bouncing around. I looked it up. I Googled it. It says, this is a completely natural phenomenon and consists of inner speech where one can hear their own voice play out phrases, even actual conversations in our mind. I repeat, this is completely natural. Whew, I feel better. Some people might experience it more than others, but it's also possible not to experience internal monologue at all. But how boring a life would that be? That's what it's called, internal monologue. Our inner voice is the result of our brain internally predicting our own voice's sound. When it talks internally, it's my own voice I hear. For the record, I don't hear other voices in my head, just my own. On another website, a psychologist noted that hearing a voice or voices is not an uncommon occurrence. Between 0.6% and 84% of the population hearing voices that other people don't. She added that hearing them doesn't necessarily indicate that one may develop a psychosis or even schizophrenia. That's reassuring. The voice I always hear is mine, and it's most usually griping at me. I could say that sometimes it's my mom's voice and sometimes it's my dad's voice, but that's not true. It's really my own voice, but either one of them could have started it. Whenever I put a shovel away, I have to clean the dirt off and oil it. Otherwise, my voice says to me, Dad wouldn't do that. He'd say, that's no way to put a good shovel. When no one's watching and I drink milk out of the container, I hear my mom say, don't do that, Paul. We all have to drink that milk and you're getting your germs in there. Lately, that's my wife. Okay, I said all that to say this. Though it may be normal to hear one's own voice in your head, I must admit that sometimes there's two or three of me going off at the same time. Sometimes. Thoughts. They're all my thoughts. My thoughts get active, especially when I'm stressed or tired or late to an event or when I'm doing something I know I shouldn't be doing. There gets to be a whole committee of Pauls yakking in my head, wanting to drive the bus, so to speak. When I'm alone with my thoughts, I'm way outnumbered and need to be careful. Why is it the obnoxious one always manages to wrangle the steering wheel away from the quiet one that's driving? He ends up turning around on a one-way street. That riles up the whole busload of Pauls. They're all hollering and upset. And some of my thoughts, they're sometimes terrible. I've come to realize that they're just thoughts. I can't really control them, so I need not feel guilty. What I can control, however, is which thoughts I feed and nourish and which I show the door. We are our thoughts, those we entertain. So I want to entertain the healthy ones and keep them around. Crazy things. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.